I'm Wolfie McCarthy.
I am the man of the man flat.
And we are the electric mice. Right, moth. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, not another one.
Yes, another one. Because it has been, I don't know how many months now, and rather than come back to the mouse house, Fee has actually gone to bloody Australia.
Australia,
yes. She went to Australia over Easter with her new girlfriend, and she's not coming back. Why are you shaking your head?
She didn't go just hang out with a girlfriend.
Okay, why did she go?
Because she likes didgeridoos.
Oh, right, okay. So, Fee is testing out didgeridoos.
She's squatting on didgeridoos.
She's squatting on didgeridoos.
Or... her and her new girlfriend didgeridoos have got two ends.
Are we talking here that her and her girlfriend have gone to Australia for upside down cock?
No, they've got a didgeridoo, and one's got on one end, and one's got on the other end, and they're like, squelchy it. Because I've got this theory about lesbians, because I've been thinking about it, and I've been devoting a lot
of time. Hang on a minute. Are we going to have to hear this theory?
I think so.
Are we starting the show with one of your sick, perverse and twisted theories?
It's not sick or perverse, I think it's a statement of fact.
Are we
okay with the fact that beforehand I thought that lesbians basically tickled and rubbed? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a minute because I've been going through, I've been through the podcast.
Okay.
One of these half of them.
Right, okay.
And I'm not happy.
Right, but they tickle and rub. But I was thinking about basically how do lesbians have sex? And I got around to thinking about it and I thought, well, they've got a scissor.
Right, do you want to explain your scissor theory?
Right, okay. You get one lesbian with her legs, right? And the other one puts her legs in between the other one's legs. So they're kind of like two interlocking scissors. And then they kind of like thrust into each other loads and loads and loads and loads and loads. Okay. Right? And so it's just kind of like, well, it's scissoring. And they sit there and say, yeah, scissor me. And that's what they do.
So this is your perspective or idea of lesbian sex?
Lesbians scissor. That's what they do. Lesbian scissors. That's what they call
it. Is this a general term or is this a month made up?
It lends itself to it, doesn't it? I mean, you've got one pair of legs, another pair of legs, like scissors, and they like scissor each other, and you get back, yeah, scissoring. And they're like, yeah, scissoring. That's what they do.
Right, okay.
And that's what they're doing, but with a didgeridoo.
I see.
So it's kind of like, a warm, warm scissor me. Yeah.
Right, okay. So, Fee, all I can say is as soon as you get back here, to put some of this straight, because there's been a lot of very unpleasant stuff being said about you from the man of the man flat, and as soon as you get back here, to put your side of the argument over the bloody gutter. Right, okay. Well, I've been looking through previous podcast sheets.
Are you giving me notes again?
No, I'm not giving you notes. I'm just telling you why she might not be coming back, okay?
Because she loves the cock.
Okay.
Or the didgeridoo, or the like.
And also, I mean, when you think about the way that you discuss things, I mean, for instance, the way you described your future children.
I've done nothing wrong.
The way you your future children was a pink thing in a basket that I spawned.
I'm not going to have children.
Can you believe you said that? A pink thing in a basket that I spawned.
I might be referring to like potential babies, but I mean, babies are a bit ugly.
Now, hold on a minute. The footnote says, month about his future children.
It's babies, isn't it? They all wee and poo.
And as for Fee, and that's how you talk about yourself.
Yeah, but she's...
As for Fee, no, shut up.
She's a lesbian.
Shut up. Lesbian sex is just rubbing.
And scissoring.
Oh, yes, that's your latest thing, isn't it? Scissoring. I mean, she's not even here to hear that because she's sick of you aggravating her and being rude. The difference between lesbian porn and lesbians in porn is... I can't read my writing.
That's not very good written
out,
is it?
No, it's not a very good... Oh, yes, here we go. Welsh men defined as fond of sleeping with animals.
So the difference between lesbians and lesbian porn is that it's Welsh men and animals. I don't understand.
No, I have to leave that because the note isn't... I can't read my own writing. But this says, Welsh men, you defined Welsh men, so not only are you homophobic against lesbians, you're also racist against Welsh people when the biggest part of our audience, our download, is in Wales. right? You know, fond of sleeping with animals.
I'm not homophobic. I love lesbians. There should be more women should have lesbian tendencies.
Can you just explain the racist comments?
What about Welsh people?
Yes.
Well, you're Welsh. You've got to admit you're a bit weird.
Do you know what? I don't know.
What? Show me a normal Welsh person. Name one. Name one normal Welsh person.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Sucks blowjobs of a 65-year-old man.
Do you know what? I'm not even going there. I'm not
okay,
even
next normal Welsh person. Come on.
Okay.
Next normal Welsh person.
Anthony Hopkins.
Probably some kind of sexual deviant. And he's not a Welsh person anymore. He's American.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's American citizen. Fact. Aha. Name another proper Welsh person because he's not Welsh person. He's American now.
Ryan Giggs.
Ryan Giggs? Only Welsh because he had a problem with his dad.
Okay, alright then, explain this to me, right? A lesbian's principal ethic in life is anti-cock.
Well, lesbians don't like penises.
Explain the principle of anti-cock.
They're not all lesbians, but you do get, you know, the ones who aren't big on men.
Okay, then no, you obviously have a whole strategy of what lesbianism is and what anti-cock is.
Well,
what are the rules of anti-cock?
Anti-cock, well, you know, man-hating lesbians?
Man-hating lesbians.
You know, some, not all.
So in order to fit into the anti-cock syndrome,
yeah,
you have to be a lesbian. That's it.
No, you have to be lesbian.
You said, and I quote, a lesbian's principle ethic in life is anti-cock.
No, not all of them.
Well, explain what you mean.
Well, if you look at, what was it called, the ones on the television, who were like, they're licking each other's nipples, and they're like, and then they like scissor a little, because we all love that scissoring is fucking wonderful. It's just, I could play my fingers like that for hours. But the point is, that
holding my head in my hands right now.
No, but the point is, right, that those lesbians, they're all like, pretend. And they're not right, hating the penis. But you get these other ones who are just kind of like, I don't know, they look at men and they're, I don't know why they're not lesbians because they're not lesbians because they were born that way. They grew up that way. They thought that it's just like that innate thing that they were gay and that's just it. These are people who just, after years and years and years, have just decided that they're not lesbians for the sake of being lesbians, they're lesbians because they hate men.
Are they the anti-cock people?
They're the anti-cock lesbians. Because they're only lesbians because they hate men and therefore hate penises.
Okay, but V isn't an anti-cock.
No, she's not.
She's a proper bona fide...
Don't blame me for why she's all fucking scissoring. She loves it. That's why she's not here. It's not my fault.
No, she's here because, and I quote, you ask her questions like, who would have put you off cock? Now, this is your interviewing technique that you've already buggered up in one of the podcasts, which is why we now can't get any guests on the show.
Oh, not my fault.
Right?
You can't give me Welsh people. And as we already established, they're not normal. Give me normal Welsh people. You can't do it. You gave up.
I mean, where did that question come from? Who has put you off cock?
Well, it could have been. We don't know.
I don't know why I thought that.
What about this?
Lesbianism is a lifestyle choice.
It is a lifestyle choice.
End quote.
Is there
any reason the woman had a breakdown, couldn't tell you, and has gone to Australia?
She didn't, it's not my fault, she loves...
Oh.
Did we do...
You know, you... I
torn.
What attracts you to lesbianism? Is it the rubbing?
Yes! There's nothing wrong with any of that.
Oh, hang on a minute, this is one of the... All right, going back to the Welsh thing. A quote about me. She is Welsh, and therefore, slightly backward, unquote. No, don't laugh. Don't laugh. You can pass the wine. Don't laugh.
You can argue with it.
She is Welsh, and therefore, slightly backward. No. You cheeky bastard.
You are a little bit backward.
Do you know what? Until I listened to them in detail, right, because I thought, no, I'm going to go through them. I don't want to be, you know, repeating anything.
No, it's not your fault.
Forward.
It's not your fault.
Call your own glass. Don't worry about me.
Oh, I won't. But it's not your fault. But you come from the same country as Neil Kinnock, and you can't tell me he's not slightly backward.
Do you know what? I can't wait for Fee to get back, that's all I can say.
Well, when she does your waddle in with the didgeridoo speaker.
Oh, this is it. You like sheep watching you have sex.
You do! All Welsh people do that, we know, it's a well-known fact.
You know what? I just want people to start just getting in touch.
Right, okay, well, fine. If there are serious issues with any things I've said, which I will stand by every single one of them, every single one of them was a relevant fact, electricmice@hotmail.co.uk. Alright?
So know. If you're a lesbian, or you're Welsh,
or a Welsh lesbian, or a sheep-loving Welsh lesbian, you know there's a significant number.
What does this mean? Explain this to me. A vanilla is a fresh lesbian.
But I didn't say that.
Was that fee?
That probably sounds like fee.
Oh, so that is, a vanilla is a fresh lesbian.
I know, so, but isn't vanilla an ice cream?
Yeah, but it's, a vanilla is like a person who's just discovered they're a lesbian.
Is that because they like to lick each other?
Or have just come out.
Oh, it's because you like to lick vanilla ice cream and they like licking each other because they're lesbians. Because they lick each other and they tickle and they rub.
And, yeah, and you're swearing as well. I mean, all we did was ask you a weekly exterminate, right? Okay. A weekly exterminate, podcast 2. I quote, all the people who want to stop gear are bastards and a bunch of cunts.
Anyone who wants to stop Top Gear is a cunt.
No, you're doing it again.
But I are.
And we're repeating old mistakes. We're not even moving forward. We're not even developing. Are we? You haven't practiced your instrument since we did our initial launch for Mouse Mania.
Two things. One.
Have you picked that instrument up?
I'm not touching that fucking trumpet thing.
Weren't playing the trumpet.
Oh, I was playing that goofy string thing, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. And have you practiced since?
No.
So how are we going to get any better?
We're not.
I'm writing music like a mad thing. And we're not, Mass Mania is just not happening because A, we've lost our vocalist who buggered off to Australia because you're such a homophobic bastard, right? And secondly, you're not practicing.
I don't want to practice. I don't practice on that. Give me
a know what you are? You're just a total brat. That's
I'm not
what
a,
you
brat.
Are. A brat.
If you
want
to be practicing this, can we give you a proper instrument?
I gave you a proper instrument. I gave you, we were trying to embrace cultural diversity.
Give me some drums.
I would, the last thing I would bloody...
Oh, so now you won't give me insurance. Drums are not good enough, are they?
I'm telling you what, Mom, right? I gave you an instrument. I was trying to culturally embrace...
Culturally embrace me? It was a stick with a bit of string coming off it.
No, it wasn't. It's ancient Egyptian...
fat. It's what it was. You made it outside. It was twigs and just, tell us. That's what this is.
Oh, this is a good one. This is one of Fee's quotes about your flat. It was a shithole.
You leave the man flat alone. The man flat is now kicked out with all the
cash. Now again, somewhere.
No. I will not have the man flat disparaged. The man flat is wonderful. Right? I've now got my Xbox 360. I love it. Like, how dare you? How dare you disparage Matt Norwich? You can fuck off.
Oh, this is a lovely general one about women. How can you trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die?
That sounds fair enough. How can you trust anything? If anything naturally was to bleed for 5 days and not die, everyone would be like, what the fuck is going on there? Women do it every month.
Oh, look at this. I mean, it's no wonder she's left. Was there carpet munching going on? Friction, tickling, and rubbing.
Look, and scissoring. We can't forget the scissoring. Everyone loves scissoring. Seriously, that's what lesbians do. And there's a suction that comes with the scissoring, if you think about it. Because you've got one, like, thing banging, it's another thing. That you're going to end up with all that, like, juice, and there's going to be the suction, and that'll happen.
Do you know what? And this is the very last thing that she said before she went.
Is it?
Yeah, and I quote, this is Fee. Right, Fee, I'm so sorry. I really want you to come back. And Monf will apologise, and he will be punished physically for what he's done if you come back. And this is Fee's last quote before she left us, right?
I'm off to get some scissoring. No?
Can you see this look? This look is like, thank you, Monf. Do you want a punch in the balls? That was the last thing Fee said before she left.
Do you want to touch my balls?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? This explains the Guam thing with the sailor cock, doesn't it?
Guam.
She clearly was looking at my testiculi and was like, I don't know.
Look, the mom's clothes thing. When you went through that phase of wearing really weird stuff to the rehearsal.
Hey, look.
And then to the actual recordings. I mean, come on. There was a mohair pink jumper. Was a tartan with no pants.
I'm only partially
lesbian. She's a lesbian. She doesn't want to be looking at your balls. We don't want your testiculi, or whatever they're called, hanging out all over our bloody recording studio. We want you to be normal, Mom. I mean, that's all we're asking.
I know there's some shedding. I know that. I know there's a couple of pubes come off here and there, and I know that's not nice for the floor, but...
It's just not nice for her. You were sat in a chair, she was sat on the floor. For a lesbian, that's not a pretty sight.
She loves it.
She doesn't love it.
She loves
She'd be here if she loved it.
Of course, she went to Guam to get off with the sailors, and now she's got didgeridoo up a jacksie with her, like, lesbian friend. And they're like, yeah! High five! That's what they're doing.
She has been, actually, because she is a conservationist, and a geographer, she has been studying the local wildlife.
Has she been playing with beavers?
No, she has been doing a lot of filming with bats, actually. And she's brought back a bat film, because she knows that I'm a particular bat lover. I'm very pro-bats. I think that people should be less frightened and more enamoured of our little friends.
What about the dirty bastard ones that got rabies that suck your blood?
They're not in this country, they're in Australia.
But they do exist.
But she has filmed enormous bats.
But they do exist.
Have you seen the advert?
Dirty bastard rats with rabies that suck your blood.
Have you always got to go to the extreme?
There's no extreme, these things
you
exist.
You have always got to go to the bloody extreme.
Well, literally, in the case of these bloody bastard rats, the things that are not...
First of all, we're going to pause here. Right? First of all, we're going to take a total pause. We're going to apologise. To all the lesbians listening.
To all the lesbians.
Yes, you are going to apologise. I want a genuine apology. A genuine one.
Are the lesbians more likely to sleep with me if I apologise?
Yes.
Okay. I'm very sorry, lesbians.
Actually, no. But there you go. And now we're going to apologise to the Welsh nation for being a racist English little muppet.
Are Welsh girls more likely to sleep with me if I apologise?
Depends how grovelling your apology is.
Very sorry, Welsh girls.
Okay. Now we're going to move on. Right, we're going to move on. When Fee comes back, you are going to apologise and you are going to reform. And you are not going to say the things that you have been saying over the last couple of weeks. Like, is interesting a lesbian word for ugly?
That's what lesbians say, isn't it? Or people say.
No. Don't laugh at your own bloody...
Well, it's like fat people having personalities. They have to.
Right? We are not going to say things like that. You are going to clean up your act.
No!
Because I can't get feedback on this show unless I can guarantee that we can control you. Right? So you are going to apologise and then you are going to stop all this nonsense. Right? Now, we're going to move on to the next feature, which is, and before you get rude and start having a go at me, which is past life transgressions. Say fucking nothing. Right? And you've made me swear. Say nothing. You are going to just tell me past life transgressions. Now, I'm going to give you a period in history, and you're going to tell me who you think you may have been, based on your personality, the thoughts that you have in those moments when, you know, that vacant time, and based on your character, right? Who you are now, or where you think you might have been then, all right?
So, in the past?
Past life transgression. Okay. So,
transgressions, things I did bad?
No, just past life experiences.
Things I did, okay. What I was, who I was in the past life.
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm with you.
All right then, so let's go first to the Roman era.
I think I might have been a gladiator porn star.
Okay, can you explain how that works in Roman times?
If you're a gladiator, you're also a porn star.
Okay, I can see the gladiator bit.
Gladiators and porn stars.
What, in the Roman times?
In Roman times. All the rich women would come
How could they be porn stars? What do? Have sex after they've been fighting in front of a coliseum of observers?
No,
what are you?
Well, they...
You dirty little pig! Is that the sort of fantasy that pops into your head?
What, having sex by a bunch of sweaty Romans touching themselves? No.
Well, what are you talking about then?
All I'm saying is that gladiators...
Here we go. Let me go.
After a good day of killing, sit around going, ugh, or like I'm Spartacus, or like I don't know.
No, you'd just be a gladiator who would fight and then moony the crowd or lift your skirt up in the middle of a
fight nude.
You would fight nude. The Romans didn't fight nude. There's loads of body armour on.
Not the gladiators.
The slaves fought nude.
Yeah, gladiators would play, but they did get their underwear a lot because the best Roman women, the really rich...
Hang on a minute, Mom. This is past life transgressions. Like, that's the second time you've been knocked that over. Sure. This is past life transgressions. How would it come down to sex again?
Because you asked me what it was and I said the gladiator. It was a porn star.
But there were no, was there any such thing as porn stars?
Yeah, you've got to listen to me, you're not listening to me, you're not letting me finish, you're doing this whole thing that you do, where you keep going on and you keep interrupting me and I'm in the
middle of it. Right, come on okay. Then.
There were gladiators, yeah?
Right, yeah.
Right, and the gladiators killed people, yeah? And the gladiators were big celebrities, because everybody came and watched the gladiators stabbing people, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Then the rich women, who watched the gladiators do all their things, would come along to the big orgies, because they were the gladiator champion. Ooh, burp. Right, and when they do that, they'd sit there and go, oh, you're the gladiator man. I'm going to pay for 2 hours of your time. Come to my room and service me. And that is what would happen. The gladiators were porn stars. Rich Roman women would pay to have sex with gladiators.
How do you know this?
It's on the History Channel.
Oh, right, okay, you'd be a
okay, anyway, next,
porn
next,
star.
Gladiator.
Right, yeah. Dark Ages.
Wizard. Who was a porn star.
Oh, dear God. Right, okay. Can we just do the wizard bit then, please?
Hey.
Or an alchemist.
Alchemist, yeah. But
no, but they threw all that out, didn't they?
Well, right? They were made.
No, you'd be like a manure thrower or something.
I'm not being a poo thrower.
Well, it's the Dark Ages. You wouldn't have anything that was refined.
Actually, secret ingredient gunpowder is tea.
And what has that got to do with anything?
Well, you said poo. I thought we.
If you were a wizard, what would you be doing in the Dark Ages?
Convincing people to get a bit naked, preferably like some hot people, ladies.
Okay, let's see if we can... Okay, medieval.
A bit night.
A knight, lovely, a knight. Who was a porn star? Right, okay. So would it be like a knight's tale?
There'd be more nudity.
What? It wouldn't just be Chaucer who got his shit off.
No, although that was really good. I like that movie.
Yeah, that was a brilliant movie. I enjoyed it. It was really a feel-good
movie.
Well,
Hugh Ledger is a bit of a smug bastard.
I like Hugh Ledger.
He's going to be the Joker in the new Batman movie.
Is he?
He is.
Oh, right. Oh, that's an interesting aside.
It is, but
I like him. I think, is he Heath?
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's got a really cute face. He's really handsome in a very sweet way.
I think he looks like
I think he might be my hot trot this week, actually.
He's a bit, I don't know, it's just, I thought that the Paul Bettany guy, the Chaucer character in that, was really, really, really good.
Oh, me too.
Right,
I thought
it was just because of I'm giving a big speech and I'm naked.
But you know who he reminds me of? Somebody I work with, can't say the name.
That's interesting, but never mind.
Somebody I work with. But I have told the person concerned. But he really, really bolstered up the movie, I thought. I thought he made it in sort of really, really successful rather than just quite good. You know, quite a nice story.
See, but not enough nudity. Not enough female nudity. All films need more nudity and blowjobs, preferably. Although, not with a cock in them.
What about the Renaissance?
What about the Renaissance?
Who would you have been?
Charles the... Charles II, because Charles III doesn't exist yet. I'd be Charles II.
But didn't he have his head chopped off?
Yeah, no, that was Charles I.
Okay.
Charles II is the one they brought in later, who had lots of sex.
How do you know he had lots of sex?
Because he was, like, famous for it. Because he was brought in because, basically, Parliament needed a state figurehead, right, because that's the way they were going, because they got through Cromwell. So they brought in Charles II, I think, right, and said, right, okay, you're going to be, like, the Queen is today. Just sign all the papers, and he was like, yeah, great, and I'm going to show you around, because I've got nothing else better to do. So he was also the king and a porn star. His court's, like, infamous for all the debauchery and shit. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought that about Charles II.
Charles II, porn star.
I just thought he wore, like, a lot of hair.
Trying to be fashionable, isn't it?
Very weird sort of fashion,
Yeah, well, you're the king. You're like, hey, it's good to be the king. I'm going to have
very weird, very weird, very strange. Okay. If you were going to be a Greek god, which god would you be?
Which one's got the biggest penis?
Zeus.
Because he's got the lightning bolts. He fires lightning bolts at the cock. Fantastic.
So, and if you were a Greek god, and you could do anything, what would you do?
Be a porn star.
What, in this modern day and age?
Well, if you were a Greek god, I'd rain fucking thunder down on people. I'd go out there and some fucking smiting. That's what I'd do.
Alright, then let's go to weekly exterminate.
I could smite someone.
And you could smite someone this week. Who would it be?
Oh, who would I smote? Who would I smote? Oh, let's think here. I don't know. Lots of people. Random annoying people on tubes or trains.
But what would they be doing and what would they be doing to annoy you?
They exist. They will sit next to you far too closely and they breathe on you and give you diseases.
You don't know they give you diseases, for sure.
I know when I sit down on, like, the bus, not that I ever get the bus, because the bus is for peasants. I don't agree with Margaret Thatcher about many things, but the fact is anyone over 24 who's a man and is still getting the bus... Not a good thing. You failed in your life somehow. It's just, I don't know, maybe if you like got family and stuff, it's alright, because I know you're like paying for your kids to eat. But other than that, it's not good enough. You should judge yourself and you should mock yourself and occasionally beat yourself with reeds.
Okay. Now, if I could be a Greek.
Oh, I know what I want to kill.
Who?
Coley McLaughlin, or whatever her bloody name is.
Why?
Because she's 19 years old and she's got a biography. I fucking hate her.
Is there an element of jealousy? No, there's none.
I mean, what, Alexander the Great conquered the world by the time he was 30. I've got nothing against, like, people being young and achieving things. Nothing. But what's her achievement? I go out with a footballer.
Is that it? But isn't she a famous person in her own right?
What right? What has she done?
I don't know, I'm asking you.
She's been photographed being Wayne's girlfriend. That's it, that's what she does. Any work she gets for being Wayne Rooney's girlfriend. That, and I saw her at the Grand National, because she was on the telly for it, right? She's not even got herself some fit celebrity mates to hang out with in a little clique. Some of them are rough munters. This is kind of like, oh my god, you just find some better looking friends. If you're going to be photographed all the time, that's the least you should do. Why should I have my eyes subjected? She's not even that good looking. And she brings along like these beasts. Right? You've got like fucking this hippo here and this crocodile fucking looking woman here, and you've got this hippo croco woman in the middle of. No, it's not fair. Right? I mean, at least you knew what you said with Posh Spice. She would hang out with some fitties. Fair enough. It's all right. I have no problems with Posh Spice because all her mates are fit. That's fair enough. I don't mind watching her on the television. Coley McLaughlin turns around. Not only is he some chabby scouser who's only famous because she sucks her boyfriend's footballer's cock all the time.
Oh, Mom, please.
No, it's a disgrace.
Oh, please. That is just so not necessary.
She's just what? She's famous for just being... She's famous for no good reason. None. She's done nothing. She's achieved nothing. Why is she... Why does she exist? What's the point in her? Why isn't she working in Asda? Nothing wrong with Asda. I like the value meals.
Shall I do mouse news?
I think we need mouse news.
I think we need mouse news after that rant. Okay, so... mice is nice news. So, we talk about moms, light-hearted things. We're not going into the heavy, heavy sort of, you know...
Because this is new.
Because this is, yeah, this is like, this is news, okay? So, we need a jingle.
Jingle.
For mouse news.
I think it needs to end in a...
Okay, yeah. So how are we going to, what are we going to, you know, go for?
Well, it's got to be nicest mice news. This can't be bad news. This has to be good news, because obviously mouses would be scared by bad news.
Bad news, yeah. We wouldn't want bad news. We wouldn't want the heavy news.
No, they don't.
This week, we've got a main feature for mouse news, and it's the Kate Middleton Prince William. Scandal. Scandal. It's a scandal. Such a dimension. I hardly know where to begin. Now, what do you think?
Well, I think Kate Middleton, she's blatantly was a virgin when they started going out.
Oh, Mom, you can't. She knows that.
She has to be.
She doesn't have to be. That's antiquated.
It's not antiquated.
It's antiquated.
Well, what do you think?
They probably already told him who he's got to marry.
What? So if I'm sitting there,
they probably have given him some sort of time schedule where he can go off and enjoy himself with whoever he wants.
Okay, let's think about this. Let's think about
this. And then he'll get to a certain age and they'll say, kaboom, you marry Lady Franella Fudge Cake.
You're not listening. I'm not listening.
Fine, I'm talking.
Well, think about it. Think about it for a minute.
No, I'm not going to think. I refuse to think.
Oh, fine. Well, that doesn't change myself.
I knew you'd say that. Come on.
No, but if you think about it, right, he was going out with this girl for what, 4 years, five?
Mm-hmm.
Right, now, if she'd have been shagging around with some random, I don't know, person when she was 17, which is entirely possible, okay, nothing wrong there. Right, she could have gone off, she could have done that. What's to stop that boy coming out in the press and flogging that story? Because he'll make a ton of cash out of it.
Okay.
And that never happened.
So you're saying that they're not...
I'm saying that one of the reasons they were together for 4.5 years is because she suited the profile. They've got clearly a very clear idea of what they've got to have to fit that job description of, right, random queenie person. And in a lot of ways that she ticked it, she did.
So is he not allowed to just date indiscriminately whoever he would like to?
He can't, I mean, what is it, if he's single, then fair enough, okay? But, and it's just, if it's just like one...
But he was single when he went out with a very young man.
Right, he went out with her for 4 years, okay? Implying that there was the potential for it to get very serious to the point where, like, Woolworths were getting plates and shit together.
Right.
Right? So she was deemed to be potentially marriage material.
Yeah. Right.
That being the case, her history had to be clean as a whistle. Can't have the future Queen of England having stories in the Daily Sport about how she goes like a fucking train.
Okay.
I'm putting it on that because that was the case, I guarantee she was a virgin beforehand. Okay, because otherwise that story could have come out and the royal family would have done their checking to make sure it was all right. And so maybe she got tired of going out with someone who's clearly like going to go bald and a bit of a, like, I don't know, I think he might be pretending to be straight. Because, you know, the whole royal family, they're a bit like that Prince Edward, a bit gay.
Oh my God.
And it might be genetic, you don't know.
Right, okay.
I mean, you're looking at Prince Charles went out with that Diana one for years, and I'm not being funny, but Camilla's rough and Diana would have got it.
I can't believe you.
So, I mean,
you're outrageous.
The taste of these, like, royal men is questionable.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think that it's just sad, really.
I don't know.
Unnatural. Because they are only very, very young, aren't they? How old is Kate Middleton?
25.
Are still quite young. And how old is Prince William?
25.
It's a bit young to be making...
I think very young.
Yeah.
Very young to be making that kind of choice.
To be making major life decisions.
No, things like that, that kind of whole thing there. I mean, they were doing that. They seem to be in a nice place beforehand.
Okay, and this is Benny.
I heard that she pushed it, you see, I read that, and she pushed it, it was like, oh, I want to get engaged and stuff like that, it's kind of, maybe, status quo, it's just like, they weren't that
well, you heard?
I heard that, but I'm with them, they were living together, that seemed to work.
Were they?
They were living together for years.
What, Prince William was living with someone marriage?
Prince William lived with her when they were at university.
No way.
Yep.
I mean, I read the papers, but I didn't believe it.
Anyway, it's all a bit pointless, really, isn't it? I mean, it's just like, I mean, how is this news story, really? I know it's mouse news.
Well, because it's mouse news.
It's mouse news, and it's non-threatening news.
It's non-threatening news, but it's still something to talk about, isn't it? I mean, who will be next, do you think?
Who will be next?
Or do you think there's already a next out there?
I think if I'm Prince William, and I've just got out of a 4-year relationship, I'm hitting the pub quite hard. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're going to be hitting the women quite hard as well.
No, well, I'll be
are you going to have that whole, I'm free,
free thing? He should have tried to be one of the most eligible bachelors on the face of the planet. In fact, he shouldn't even go out in England. He should go up to LA. That's where
she got.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, I'm Prince William.
I'm Prince William. Hello, Paris Hilton. That's just what you should do. I should do.
Oh, dear Lord. Right, okay. So, the second part of Mouse News today is Robert the Giant Rabbit.
You can't have Robert the Giant Rabbit in Mouse News.
Of course I can.
You said this was non-threatening news for mice.
What is it? This rabbit...
Hang on, rabbits, I'm sure, intimidate the fuck out of mice.
Spare a thought to
Have you ever seen a mouse next to a rabbit? No. Wonder why? Rabbit creation.
Shut up before I ram this paper down your throat. Spare a thought this Easter for Robert, once Germany's largest rabbit, whose fate is at present unknown. Robert was part of a consignment of 12 giant rabbits. Can you see that picture? Can you see the size on that rabbit?
One with a giant fucking hell!
See? That rabbit, look, have a closer look, but don't destroy the picture.
That rabbit's bigger than that net!
Yeah! And it's real. It's absolutely fucking real. You're shocked! That's a real rabbit.
Why would you want a rabbit that big?
Look at his hand.
Look at his head.
No, yeah, no, his head. That rabbit's head is twice, maybe three times the size of that man's head.
Oh, my God.
And look at the man's hand on the rabbit. That's the size of the rabbit in comparison to the man's hand.
This rabbit is the biggest rabbit in the world.
It is. I know. I want to look it up on the internet and see if I can find
out more. There are 12 of them.
I know. That would bite your fucking leg off. Is that too nasty? Wallace and Gromit got it right.
That's the biggest rabbit in the history of the...
I know, you're shocked, I can see.
But why?
I'm keeping that picture, I love that picture.
They thought it could relieve famine in the country so everyone could have rabbits.
Yeah, but somebody stole the fucker.
And ate it.
Yeah, so it seems.
That Korean president guy, Kim Jong, whatever his name is, he ate it, the rabbit. Huh. Still fucking insane.
I know, but look at it, look at it, can you believe it?
I'm upset by rabbits anyway.
I tell you what, I love rabbits. No, I had one for 15 years. His name was Thumper.
No, I'm deeply upset by rabbits. In fact, I'm flat out confused.
Eh?
It's rabbits, isn't it? It's Easter. Right? Rabbit's Easter.
Oh, you mean the Easter Bunny?
Yes. Well, that's just strange. But no, let's think about it, right? Easter.
Well, it was Easter. It's not Easter now.
But what's Easter about?
It's about fertility.
No, it's most people, what's Easter about?
Oh, all right then. Easter is about, it's something to do with, painting eggs, that's to do with fertility. Oh, and rabbits, which is an ancient fertility.
No.
Which is to do with fertility.
Well, if I was going to ask the Queen, what's Easter about, what's she going to say?
Oh, well, James, Easter is about the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ.
Yes. What the fuck? The crucifixion and resurrection of
Don't
Jesus.
Say fuck in my presence.
Are you
the Queen? I'm the Queen.
You're the Queen. I'm very sorry.
Thanks. And remember to say lavatory, not toilet, in front of me.
That's nice.
And also remember to bow, not curtsy, because it has been known for some men to be so overwhelmed in my presence that they curtsy rather than bow, which is very unmanly, James.
Very manly. I'm all curtsy.
Okay. So, go on.
No, what I was thinking is, good Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
On a cross.
For Easter.
Right.
Right. And there's the day off on the Friday.
Right.
There's the day off on the Monday.
Yeah.
Which is great. Right? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. It's
a day off. That's good. Alright. Thinking about my sins. Alright, which is nice. Alright, so that's good. And him dying and us all going, oh look, resurrection. And then we get the oath, which everyone gives to each other, and the bunny rabbits. I don't get how we go from Jesus, bank holiday, Easter eggs, Easter rabbit.
Can I explain that to you?
You can go from Jesus, right,
No, I can go further back than that.
Is Jesus...
Listen, no. I'll tell you what it's all about, right? It's all about... There was a time... You know, like, there's a B.C.
Before Christians.
Christians. Yeah.
Christ.
So, there was a time when, Christianity didn't exist.
Yes.
When the world existed.
So, when the people going around drinking each other's blood as Christians. going around worshipping the sun and eating each other.
You're eating each other. You're being a silly arse again, aren't you? Taking it all there, like mad extremes month.
That's now, what happens when people are cannibals. They go to mad extremes.
I'm explaining
they have sex with each other in their bum holes. Like,
you're making the cat's ears go funny. Look,
because the cat was probably worshipped by these crazy pagan freaks.
Right, okay, so what I'm going to explain to you now is prior to Christianity, there was a life and there was an existence, right? And it went on for a long, 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 long time.
The worshipping of the sun.
And there were all these traditional beliefs, systems that people followed. And they were strong in people, very strong, right?
Okay.
And
where's
Easter Bunny thing? Easter, or Easter, as it's known, was a time of sort of spring, awakening, all that sort of stuff that goes from that particular...
Get the bit with the eggs.
Well, eggs, fertility.
Fertility eggs.
Rabbits going like a...
Let pair of lesbian scissoring women.
No, going like a...
Pair of rabbits.
Bunny.
Bunnies.
Yes, going like a bunny.
Scissoring rabbits.
No, will you leave the scissoring out? You're obsessed with the scissoring this week. You get one thing in your head, generally to do with sex, generally to be disrespectful to lesbians, and that's it. Everything's about scissoring.
Yeah!
We're talking about Easter. No.
You said
no.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So... That's where the Easter Bunny then, because these things, traditions were strong, what they did, the whole Christian church thing, they put all their festivals near the ancient festivals. And that's why the two always go together. And then the things that were most strong that they couldn't overtake, they adopted.
So do you reckon the Pope gives the other priest guys Easter eggs?
No, I don't think they have chocolate.
Right, if you go down to the church, they're all giving each other, if you go hang out and hang out with all the Jesus freaks, right, and they were hey!
Jesus freaks, you've just lost our whole Christian audience.
They probably turned off half an hour ago.
No, they didn't!
They were probably offended by lesbian scissoring.
No, they wouldn't.
I think there's a definite link between...
Because the whole Christian church thing is a merciful, sort of encompassing, warm... loving and forgiving thing.
So forgiving.
It's not about retribution, hatred, ostracizing people, giving out rules that are too strict for anybody to follow. It's about love, encompassing people, loving people, showing them the way by example, not allowing their faults and them falling on the way to make them fall completely off the scale. It's about compassion.
Do you reckon nuns masturbate?
I've often wondered about that, and I think all the time.
Constantly?
Yeah, you can't, it's not natural.
Do you need the crucifix as a prop?
No, that's a step too far.
Step
too far.
Is that the line?
That is the line, that is over the line by a mile. So over the line.
It's the line of dots.
It's a good job no one knows where to find us.
No one knows where to find me.
You on the red!
The man that remains internally guarded secret.
Talking about Easter, did your family come down at Easter?
I went up to see my family.
My family came down.
Well, after about 3 days, I came back.
And how do you find the whole family thing? I was reading in a newspaper, I think it again was The Guardian, about Indian families and about how they they're starting over in India now not to... You know how Indian culture embraces their old folk and they all sort of never cast their old people out and family ethics are really quite highly valued, and there's been quite a split in sort of, you know, you're looking at Western society and thinking, oh dear, you know, we've totally, but apparently there's a beginning to be a trend where young Indian families are like not wanting their parents living with them and not wanting that. They're rejecting it for a more Western way of life.
So Xboxes.
And yeah, whatever. But I mean, how did you get on with the family?
We sat down, we had dinner, we did like the whole. I got really weirded out because my mum figured out how to use the internet, and that's not right.
Your mum's figured out how to use the internet.
Yes, she knows. We had a conversation about Windows Vista.
Lovely.
Oh, it's not lovely. That's just kind of like, what do you mean you know what this? And then she tops it all off by watching Doctor Who.
Oh, was that the Shakespeare one?
Yes. Oh. No, that was, it was the one with the lifts. You know, in the future, in like New York and stuff.
Ah. Oh.
Right? And it was
what, with the big Zeppelins?
No, it had all the, it had the face of Bo and it was just Doctor Who. Right? And the thing that is, my mum hates science fiction. Hates it. Absolutely despises it. We had a rule in when I was little, just kind of like, you're not putting that on. Like, it's full of big words. She's not watching that. It's crazy talk. Just go do your homework. That was basically it.
So your mum can access the internet.
Yeah.
And she's now watching sci-fi.
Science fiction, which is frightening, given that.
So didn't that enhance your time?
It would mean that we now have a bit more in common, but that's frightening. That's just skills that she doesn't have. And I just, what's going on there? I'm not happy with changing the roles. How dare she?
Well, my folks came down, which was really nice. And we went places and did things. We went to Highcliffe, and we went to Highcliffe Castle. And we went all along the beach. And it was really nice. It was really nice, but it is a bit freaky.
No, it's just fat. You know what it is? It's just, when you fly the nest, right, when you do that, and then you go back to the nest, it's just suddenly, like, in their eyes, you haven't grown up. You are still, like, I don't know, 13.
Yeah, and yeah, my mum is still like that.
For that reason, it's just going to, like, anything that you do, anything that you say, I mean, there are some perks to it. I love getting all my food cooked for me.
Yeah.
I love waking up. All of your breakfast is over there. I love, like, particularly as I'm tenderly turned up the stinking hangover.
I do like that when I go to my mum's. I love it that she does for me. Because as you get older, fewer and fewer people do that, don't they? And there's something about your mum's cooking and being in that the sort of little nasty situation again that is really, really spoils you. And you feel spoiled because you realise how precious it is.
But it is precious and it is nice. And there are bits of it that are wonderful. But it's claustrophobic.
Yes, I totally agree.
Because you are removed from it, just kind of like, it's just what you're doing.
And you get that moment of euphoria when you really are pleased to see them, and there's that sort of welling sort of love that no matter what their faults, they are your parents. And within about 2 hours, sometimes less, there's the irritation.
Oh, well, the thing I love,
the need to want to kill them.
The greatest picture of the man is the man TV. And I sit there, my parents have got a decent telly. Mm. And I sit there and oh, brilliant, put that on, Doctor Who, put it on. Now, James, can you keep it under 19? what do you mean, Dad? No, James, you keep it lower than that. I can't hear it. You're awake next door. It's 7:30.
And your parents' accent's really a strong accent.
Really that strong.
Really?
Really
you
that
sound
strong.
So English.
It's just...
I know you're Irish, but you sound so English.
No, people can understand my mum, her accent's that thick. People cannot understand my mum at all. Some people,
Do you understand her?
I understand her perfectly. But other people, what is it, with thick Irish accents, I remember at uni there was a guy with a really thick Northern Irish accent. No one could understand a word he said.
Except
I had no problem with it. It's just because you're just used to it.
Yeah,
It's because my mum's got quite a thick accent. And that's just the way that it is. But it's getting back to the point of... Under 17. I'm doing it with a Northern accent, but that's West of Ireland, which is fine. But it's just... Why? James, I'm off to bed, now keep the bar low.
I'd love to see you with your parents. It would be so funny. parents. Oh. They sound very similar to mine. Except I actually, I've got the advantage because my poor mum is stuck between two deaf people. Because I'm deaf.
So that's great, so she can go,
what?
Who? What did you say? No!
And Jeff is deaf as well. And so the two of us are like, we've got the television on like 250 and my poor mum is sat there with her hands over her ears.
What?
It's crazy.
God, love it.
Anyway, I'm hoping that I can put Mom into some sort of sedated state. Or maybe put a sock in his gob and under those circumstances get Fee to join us again. But in the meantime, my name's Wolfie McCarthy.
And I'm the man of the man flat.
And we are the Electric Mice.